Troy with Zia Comics here. I'm bringing you the second part of my World Expo 2020 trip. We landed in Abu Dhabi, went around and saw some of the sights, and these are the highlights.
The La Royal Meridian is a 31-story, 276-room, 5-star luxury hotel located in the heart of the Abu Dhabi Commercial District. At the top of those 31 floors, you'll notice Stratos. It's a revolving lounge bar providing panoramic views of the city of Abu Dhabi. As you can see in the lobby, very finely appointed artwork, which they do clean almost daily. I seen them out there with the ladders dusting the top of those shelves. As you go around the corner, there's the restaurant and the bar. This is on the way over to the elevator to go up to our rooms. As you can see, very clean, very nice, lots of artwork. The room is about what you expect from any 5-star luxury hotel. Ample living room here with the chairs and the couch. Over here to the other side, we have the kitchen with a microwave, fridge, and a sink. Walking through the bedroom to the bathroom, this shower might look really cool, but it's not very easy to use, kind of dangerous actually. Here in the bathroom, you'll notice that's not a water fountain, that's a bidet. You'll notice the little hose to the side, that's to shoot up there and clean your backside. And as always, we are in a Muslim country, so there's always something to point you toward Mecca, so you know which position to turn yourself. You'll see a lot of hookahs there, which is a water pipe they use to smoke flavored tobacco. They generally have more than one tube so that you can share the experience with your friends. If you want to get a taste for a place, no pun intended, you should always try their street food. If you watched Avengers at the end, you remember Tony Stark mentioned shawarma. This is shawarma. It's generally a meat. It was originally lamb, but now they do other beef and chicken on a vertical spit. It is constantly being turned around and cooked, and you see they shave off small pieces of it. They usually place that in some type of flatbread and garnish it with spices and some type of sauce, roll it up, similar to burrito, but more like a cone. This is a shawarma. The corniche is an 8-kilometer long, well-manicured and maintained area along the oceanfront. There are lots of really nice play areas and fountains, as well as a bicycle path and a pedestrian path. You'll find lots of great cafes and restaurants and the world-famous Corniche Beach. In the UAE, they love their malls, but that's probably because it is ungodly hot in the summer, over 130 to 140 degrees. This is the Abu Dhabi Marina Mall, aptly named because it's next to the marina. You'll also notice the Fairmont Hotel. It's another 5-star hotel. I believe all the hotels in Abu Dhabi are 4 or 5 stars. I didn't notice any Red Roof or Holiday Inn Express. These are the signs for the restrooms. Since they wear the traditional garb, it's kind of hard to put a picture of someone in a dress since it looks an awful lot like what the men wear. So they use the face coverings for the women and uncovered for the men. This is another picture of the bidet. Be very careful when you use that to make sure the person before you had a clean hand. Another prominent feature is the Sheikh Zayed Bridge, designed by Dame Zaha Hadid. She won the Pritzker Prize for this bridge. It is supposed to resemble sand dunes. It's 842 meters long, 64 meters high, and is a very impressive looking bridge. Just down the road from the Sheikh Zayed Bridge is the coin-shaped outdoor headquarters building. This is a structural diagrid-built building, which is basically diagonally placed steel beams to build this structure. It is 23 floors high, and it is quite the sight to see from the road. These 5 very distinct buildings make up Etihad Towers. What's special about that is you can go to the observation deck at 300. This is actually on the 74th floor, but they call it at 300 because you are 300 meters above ground level. This gives you an uninterrupted panoramic view of the whole area around Etihad Tower. Of particular interest is the Emirate Hotel and the White Mosque, which we will be covering in a later video. That was day one in Abu Dhabi. As you can see, lots of interesting architecture. And like I said, that's just day one. There's more for you to see in one of our follow-on videos.
What's really interesting is everything in Abu Dhabi is 40 to 50 years or younger. Before that time, before all the oil money influxed, it was all desert and tents. So they've built that all up within the past 40 to 50 years, which is really quite impressive. If you like this video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. It don't cost you nothing and it really does help out the channel. And until you see our next video, later nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.